Blog Talk Radio.
The Directions for Truth Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard, and good evening all of our listeners. We're glad that you could spend some time with us. We think this is the most one of the most important shows we've done in a while, and we are going to video it and edit it and put it up on Vimeo and send it out to lots and lots of people, because there are millions of people out there with migraines, and they don't know what triggers them. They take a lot of time off work, agony, and so we are going to do a demonstration this evening about migraines, but before that, we have a lot of other things to tell you. We're simultaneously broadcasting with Blog Talk Radio with Richard over there in California, 347-850-1407. I think I got that right. You can listen to the show, or you can go to soundhealthoptions.com and go to the radio tab and go to Direction for Truth, and you can watch the show happen. It is WebEx. It looks really funky on a little phone, so if you just want to listen, that's okay, but we're going to be doing a demonstration and actually taking a sample of someone's voice and looking to see if they have migraines. So any of you in the chat, if you'd like to volunteer, just raise your hand. And you can, I think that's down at the bottom of the participant list. It depends on your computer. We're sponsored today by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, where we put a microphone in front of your face and we take a 30-second sample of your voice and we look to see what's going on. Today in the clinic, we did people with varicose veins, knee problems, somebody had just had an operation on their arm, so we were able to help people with a lot of pains and a lot of explanations of what was really going on. That's what we're good at. We take a sample of your voice, we look at those frequencies, and because your brain is your central processing unit, and your words come directly from your brain, well, most of the time, I guess when you scream in fright or something, it doesn't come directly. Somebody will call me and correct me, but that's okay. So we're going to talk about migraines and how we can look at your voice and tell why you might be having migraines. We are also going to be giving away one of our softwares that we created here at the Institute from the people who are listening. So if you have friends who are interested in having a migraine software that will help them decide what their migraine triggers are, call them up. Tell them to listen to the show. Get their name in the hat. Richard, did I get all the announcements out of the way?
I think so. I think I'll add in that, depending upon where you are, if you're over at Blog Talk Radio, you already know how to do that. But if you, let's say you want to get to WebEx, for either side, whether you're on WebEx or whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to get to the other one, you can find everything at soundhealthoptions.com. Click on the radio tab, and then for today, click on the Direction for Truth tab. And down there on the left-hand side, I believe, is a link both to WebEx, and then below that is the phone number and the link to get to Blog Talk Radio. You can always, I always like to listen to the audio at Blog Talk, because I think generally it seems to be better, just because that's where I am, maybe. I feel that way. And also on the Sound Health Options .com and then the radio tab, about half hour over the after the show, or 20 minutes usually, there's a player at the bottom of that page there for all the or the top five or the most recent five shows from Sound Health Options show on Blog Talk Radio, so you can listen to the replay there, which a lot of times people want to listen to as soon as possible. And then within about, usually by the next morning, I'll say, or often sooner, Sherry gets the video edited and up posted as well.
Okay, I'm trying to find.
It's down there.
It's down at the bottom?
I think so.
Wow, way down. These are all the old
around.
Shows.
Yeah, these are good. These are all good shows, though. We've done some good shows. That was a great list.
Here it is.
There
it's
it is.
Not on the Direction for Truth, but this is just Blog Talk Radio, what we do on Sunday. And I don't remember what we're doing on Sunday. Isn't that awful? We are so busy all the time, we never remember what's coming ahead. Mike Adams is going to be on the show about his new book. I don't know when that's coming about. We're going to do a pre-record, but we're looking forward to that.
That'll be a blast.
For this show, Direction for Truth, we trade off with Happy Hour. And usually on Happy Hour, we do somebody's vocal print. So we're kind of combining a couple of things here. Because we're going to talk a bit about the silliness of from the people that think they know. Like, it used to be that women who had migraines, they were just trying to get out of work. They were just being lazy. Or it used to be people with fibromyalgia, again, they were just lazy. And Morgellons. And one of the things in preparing for this show that I found that I thought was big news to me was the idea of a hysterectomy came from doctors who felt that if they removed the uterus and the ovaries, that women would stop being hysterical. Now,
wow.
That in
whoa.
That in
oh, my God. I have to step away. Oh, wow.
That in itself is hysterical, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow.
Yes. It must have started like this, just real stupidity. I went to the doctor because I was dizzy every time I stood up or every time I turned to the right. I was dizzy, and this doctor said I had silent migraines. And I said, what's a silent migraine? And he said, it's just a pain in your head that you don't feel. How ridiculous is that? It turned out that I had an otolith, and it's a little seashell-shaped thing that dolphins usually have, or anything that's in the ocean and has to know the way to the surface. And that otolith that I'm not really supposed to have came loose from its spot in my ear. And that may be why I hear sounds that nobody else hears and why we just have this whole bioacoustic scenario protocol, because I have this little otolith in my ear that it's not supposed to be there, and I hear weird sounds. But for the doctor to tell me that I was having silent migraines, and I thought that was just so incredibly stupid. And I looked it up, and it really is a diagnosis. I can't believe it. Migraines with no pain.
Wow. Wow. Once again, wow. Western medicine never fails to amaze.
The people who came and worked for us that had migraines, my God, you could see the pain on their face. It was excruciating, severe, debilitating, and they couldn't see right. One of them had an arm that went numb when they had migraines. It was just incredible. So we get to talk about that today. We're going to show you some information from other people about it, and we're going to do a demonstration. So anybody have migraines, please raise your hand. So Amanda. Okay, Amanda's first to raise her hand, so if we can get her mic going, we'll start on that right after Richard's important announcement.
I'll add, before I talk about Neil Young's cool move, I'll talk about, because of the fires happening down in Monterey County, which it jumped a line, and just since yesterday morning, more than 10,000 acres have already burned, and a lot of this is you know, virgin or has been burned out of years forest, but national forest. And I've had a number of people since I've stayed in touch with a lot of people down there because some of have been evacuated, one lost their home. I mean, it's really, it's gnarly. But I've had a number of people, one of them in particular, or actually two, that called me and said, oh my God, I'm having a migraine. You know, this really, the smoke triggered the migraine. And I said, well, it's probably not just the fire, the wood, but it's also the chemicals, because they have to use chemicals to try, fire retardants to try and slow the flames. And so I had both of them start taking NAC two or three times a day, and they both messaged me back and said, oh my God, that, like, I woke up the next day feeling so much better. So I think in both of those instances, knowing both of those people, they were inclined toward migraines. But I think sometimes migraines are the result of something that's a trigger. And I never thought that removing a woman's uterus would cure that. That is, like, still amazing to me. You know, so migraines can be the result of a trigger, not just a condition, at least in my experience. And I've seen a lot of benefit. I'm not saying generally in migraines, but in this instance, the people that are being exposed to all this smoke and the chemicals that are airborne, they've had really good results using NAC to reduce the toxic load on their liver. Okay, so now, if you put up the link for that Neil Young piece. So Neil Young made this very short film called Seeding Fear, and it's really, it's a great piece, him really ranting about and others that he's not really in it as much as he's, you know, putting it out there. But he's talking about the experience of a, you know, farmer who lost his land because of corporate greed, because of, you know, because of Monsanto and the GMOs. It's a short, it's only a 10-minute documentary. So for those of you that are concerned about it, a lot of time, it's really only 10 minutes. And it's telling the story of a farmer who defied Monsanto in court after having been accused of using the company's copyright GM soybeans. And he didn't, and they sued him, and, you know, this is a 10-minute film talking about this. And Neil Young is really, for those of us old enough to know him as a musician, even though he still is one, I think you'd have to be a certain vintage to think of Neil Young as a musician. He's very passionate about the environment. He actually has another project, which I'm quite a fan of, where he takes old vintage, big like Lincoln Continentals and Cadillacs and Coupe de Villes and big old vintage American cars and rebuilds their engines and designs them so they run on 100% biomass alcohol fuel. So he himself drives a Lincoln Continental with suicide doors running on 100% alcohol, which produces almost no pollution, and the engine will last for 300,000 or 400,000 miles because the alcohol doesn't have any byproducts in it. So he's an environmental fan. He's an enthusiast, and this is something, a passion project of, like, here's a documentary about what Monsanto did to a farmer and the overall badness that GMOs are, you know, having on an effect in this world.
Here's how money talks and walks in this film. This farmer was next to some Monsanto people, and the Monsanto seeds in the air or by birds or whatever came onto his land and started growing. He didn't know it. And Monsanto was allowed to sue this man and took his farm. It took him years to get it back. But Monsanto got their way in court, probably because of what Richard says, follow the money. But that isn't even logical. Something accidentally gets on your land that belongs to somebody else, and they don't come and get it. And when they find out that it's there and you didn't even know it, they can sue you and take your land. What kind of stupidity is that? Ugh. Disgusting. Are you through with that soapbox?
I am. I'll stop now.
Okay, one of the things that Stephanie Sinneth, you know, that's been on our show off and on, we've talked to her, she sent us stuff. She sent us something else when she saw that we were doing something on migraines. She thinks glyphosate is causing a lot of toxic brain and is causing migraines, along with Gardasil shots, that some of these shots that these kids are getting, they're getting excruciating headaches, and the glyphosate, she says, has penetrated and made holes in the brain barrier that stuff's not supposed to go through. So these shots, she says, and I believe her, are very detrimental. They cause infertility. They were deliberately done. They are now in the schools. You have to have a series of three shots that the vaccine people pay for, or really they give the government money to pay for it, and then the money comes right back to them. So they give the government a dollar, and school gets paid, and they get $10 back, and it's just a circle of money. But it's very, very dangerous. Stephanie Seneff has written many articles, so you can go to her site. If you just go, put in Seneff, S-E-N-E-F-F, and GMOs, you'll find dozens and dozens of articles. So she wanted to make sure that the people knew that glyphosate, Roundup, causes migraines, along with flashing lights and food sensitivities. Like now people are eating grains that have been exposed to these glyphosates and they're getting headaches. Also, for any kind of lunch meat or cheese where there's sulfites, and sometimes with beer that has sulfites in it, that's giving people headaches. A couple of articles that were sent to me, and this is the one about female hysteria. Female hysteria was a once common medical diagnosis reserved exclusively for women, which is today no longer recognized by medical authority. You know, how many times has this come out with vaccines, with glyphosates, with them trying to tell us that this is okay, and then we find out that we're being poisoned? I think that's incredible. Here is one article, another article sent in by Stephanie Seneff. Glyphosate consumption, seven ways GE crops poison your body. So I will put this link into the chat for people to read it on their own, because we don't want to take up time reading. We want to talk about migraines, and we have an article that we can send to you. This is by Dr. Blaylock, and he is saying things like these. This is things that cause migraines. Natural flavorings, because they lie and don't tell you what it really is. Carrageenan. What is carrageenan? I knew you would know, so I didn't look it up.
I know it is a thickener. It's used a lot in recipes, or not really recipes, in formulations like salad dressings or something like that where you want a thickening agent. I can't remember what it's derived from, though. I bet if Steve is here, he knows. Seaweed?
It sounds like seaweed.
It sounds good.
Hydrolyzed protein, soy protein, soy concentrate, whey protein, sodium and calcium caseinate, beef stock, and that's because there's so much MSG in it.
Mm.
So he gives some natural relief for migraines in this. Let me put this link in. And for those of you who won't be able to see this, riboflavin, 200 mg twice a day, thiamine, B1, 100 mg three times a day, niacinamide, B3, 100 mg three times a day, methylcobalamin, B12, folate, CoQ10, and I've read that so many times, CoQ10, 200 mg twice a day, the folate's 400 mg. I will grab this and put it on our site. L-carnitine, 500 milligrams 2 or 3 times a day, and L-carnosine, 500 milligrams 2 or 3 times a day, and R-lipoic acid. What's the R stand for? I don't remember seeing that.
Hmm.
You don't remember either? Okay.
Ribonucleic?
That could be.
Could be.
I'll look it up before I put it on there.
It's caused by, or it means it has both the levo and the dextro forms of the molecule together.
Thank you. So toxins to your brain, toxins in your body, toxins in your blood, all different kinds of things that people can be allergic to, nuts, even milk. One of the things I didn't notice the other day, my grandchildren love pepperoni sticks, and I just bit into one that I'd taken them, and I almost instantly got a headache. So I think it's the sulfites in there. And like Richard said, NAC is very good, CoQ10. Magnesium, the 5-minute migraine treatment, they say, is magnesium. But try to stay away from MSG, glutamate, sulfites. Dr. Greenberg, do you have any other advice for people about migraines?
I do, and that is, I was a neurologist for about 30 years, and we saw lots and lots of migraine patients, and they were very difficult to deal with. And the problem is that conventional medicine has no real concept of what the problem is. And so if you're going to go to a doctor, go to a functional medicine doctor rather than a conventional doctor. That's my advice to you.
Great. For off the cup, that was absolutely wonderful. I didn't warn you I was going to call on you. Tommy, who's with us here today, sent me an article, and I thought it was very good because it shows some of the muscles that are involved in headaches, because migraines aren't just one spot. So we have these muscles. I don't know if they're all in the migraine. Tommy would know since he does all of our computer programs. But if not, there is a muscle program that you can get. And these are some of the muscles involved. The upper trapezius, the back, upper back, sternocleidomastoid, which is like the ear and down to the body, scalenes, and people aren't seeing a picture of this. I will post this article so people can see it. The masseters, some of your chew muscles, temporalis, above your eye and to the side. And the computer program we're going to demonstrate shows all of these. Pterygoid, the masseter and pterygoid move together as chew muscles. Buccinator, it's hard to describe. I'll just do it by a personal experience. When I had a stroke several years ago, I was absolutely convinced that my mouth was shaped like a dog. I could see it wasn't, but I could feel that it was. And this was a stupid stroke. I ate too many nuts and got a blood clot. I should eat raw nuts, not cooked ones. So it's not that I'm sick or ill or anything. But anyway, it was the frequencies of the buccinator that caused me to be able to feel, know that my mouth was not elongated like a dog's. It was strange. The digastric, that's in our new program about smelling, hearing, and tasting. Orbicularis, around the eye. Zygomatic, that's a new one that we haven't had. We had one of them, but there's an upper and lower. But I think we have both of them now. And the occipital frontalis. There are pictures that we are looking at. Splenius capitis down the back. Splenius cervicus, distus muscles up and down the spine. Levator scapula, you know, lift your wings. So lots and lots of incredibly good information. Even some trigger point headaches. The soleus, which is one of the muscles that helps you move your toes up and down. So this is a great article. I will put it in the link, too, on our show And so you'd go to soundhealthoptions.com, go to radio, direction for truth, and down at the bottom we will put these articles, or at least links to these articles, as we go on. I think I have all of the links put in, but there are tremendous forums that you can talk to, centers, blogs for migraines. Like we said, 11 million people have been identified that have migraines. Okay, we're going to go to our site now, thesoundhealthoptions.com, and go to downloads. And let's go to the PTSD software, because this will be changing shortly. It will be changing to migraines. So I'm looking at PTSD software. You can see PTSD software download, and it'll probably be changed to migraines in the morning. And there's an instruction booklet there. It is yellow and blue. And we are going to follow some steps in that instruction booklet and do a demonstration with Amanda. So I'm going to open Amanda's mic. You're unmuted, Amanda. Have you been diagnosed with migraines? Go ahead and talk. We can hear you, Amanda. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, we hear you.
Hello. Hi there. Okay, so I've never actually ever gone to a doctor about migraines, but I've always had them on and off over the years.
Okay, for about how many years?
Well, for as long as I can remember, really.
Okay.
Quite a long time.
All right, so we're going to start with an abacus. I'm sorry, we're going to start with Audacity. I'm going to go ahead and mute your mic till we're ready to bring you back on. So this is a program that you can download directly from our site. Abacus download. I think Audacity's on top of that. Yes, audacity.sourceforge.net. And that's not our program. It works on Mac and PC, but we don't support it because it's not ours. And they try to run you around in circles sometimes to get you to buy it, but you really don't need it, and you don't need anything with a lot of bells and whistles on it. The second step to these instructions is how to take a vocal print using Audacity, and that's what we're going to do, and then transfer it to other programs. And every step of the way is in that Bioacoustic Basics software, Bioacoustic Basics downloads. The other place that you want to look is at NanoVoice under downloads, and we have a set of tutorials there that will take you through every step of what we're going to be doing this evening. And if you get software, then you can use it and help other people. There are charts there, and there's also an instructional video on how to use all of this. So it'll seem like I am just going a mile a minute, but all of it is in these texts. So I'm trying to get as much information in as I can. This is Audacity, and you'll want to go to Edit and Preferences. And you want to go to Quality. We are going to be using 32,000 hertz, 16-bit mono. We want best quality for sample rate, and even for conversion, we want best. On devices, whatever microphone you're going to be using, we're going to be using the Samson Go mic, and you can find that on our site at, I think it's under shop products, but you can go to Amazon. The link to Amazon's there anyway. But we want to make this mono. A mistake people are making is they're sending me stereo and I can't use it. And recording, you want to unsnap overdub. And then I think we're ready to go. I'm going to hit the red button, and I'm going to ask Amanda to speak for 30 seconds. And you can see the time here. If there's a slam or a cat meow or something in the middle, we will be able to edit that out. We will hit the gold button to stop. So I'm going to open Amanda's mic again. She's unmuted. And Amanda, talk to us for 30 seconds about your migraine. Go ahead and talk, Amanda.
Okay, so now I've got to talk for 30 seconds. Okay, so I've always had migraines over the years. I'm never quite sure what triggers them. It can be any number of things. Sometimes I just come on for absolutely no reason that I can think of. Sometimes I think it could be if I've got a bit stressed, or if I'm staying on the computer too long, or sometimes when it's a bit cold over here in England and I've got the heating on, if it gets too hot in the house, I will then get a headache. I can't think. Was that enough?
Okay,
hello.
I'm hitting the gold button. I had to move the mic as we were going along because you were so loud in the beginning.
So okay.
I'm going to take this piece, which is me moving the mic, and we'll listen to it. You hear it when I hit green. And I'm just going to hit this little pair of scissors, and it's going to cut it off of there. In the beginning, this was way too loud. It's truncated. And so I'm going to erase that. That's why I went a little long. And now we have 30 seconds. I guessed well. 30 to 35 seconds. So we're going to export this, not save it. We're going to export this as an audio file, and we're going to call it Amanda O, because that's how she signed in. And I'm going to put it in my Waves file. And that little booklet is so complete, it even tells you how to set up your computer. And one of the files you set up would be a Wave file. I'm not going to kill that, just minimize it. And open the next program, Abacus. And Abacus is also a program that you can download straight from our site. Okay, just a second, and I'll show you where. So if we're looking at, let's say, radiation, and you can download that software too. There's Abacus, number 3 in the checklist. So this is a program that you can download. It's free. We're hoping to spread this information around the world, and that's why we're giving it away for free. The other issue is that our health rights here in America, at least, are being eroded every day, and we want to see if we can put health back into the hands of the community. So what this is, a grid, and it's alive everywhere. You can see 435.22, 657. This is a very active grid. 0 to 1,000 cycles per second, and that's the frequencies in your voice. 0 to minus 60 modulates the decibels of your voice. So we are going to import that wave file that we just made. It's in our Waves file. There it is, double click, and in will come her wave file along with a gray grid. And the gray grid, it's inflammation, Richard. The gray grid tells us what's normal, and then what's below it is what she is lacking, and there's a -1, -2, -3. Anything in -3 is really urgent. So on the top, we took the measurement and divide it into threes, because this gray grid moves, +1, +2, +3. And you can see one little frequency there that's above that line. And there's videos and everything else to show you how to play with these numbers. This is called pulling points. That's the most significant point. It's a +3. It's above the gray grid. It's on an arch, which means that it's an inflammation. So some kind of a swelling may be the issue with you, but we don't know yet. We're going to put in the demographics, A-M-A-N-D-A, O. That's not an O. And we did this online at Direction. What's for Truth? You don't need her birthday for this, so if we put in 12/12/12, that tells the computer we don't know the birthday. So female and migraine. Is your migraine in the front, back, sides, all over? Inside out, outside in? Amanda, you want to open your mic and, or you could type it in chat. Okay, your mic.
Can you hear me now?
We can.
Okay, I normally get it in the side of my head, in the side.
Near your ear?
You know, the temples, the side bit, just above the eyes.
Okay, side of head, temple.
Yeah, sometimes in the back of my head, but it's usually in the side.
Okay.
At the side of my head.
So we chose that point as the most important point. There's not very many lows, and the significance of the lows are insignificant. So I'm going to do something magic. I'm going to hit this little red circle, and the computer is going to choose what points it wants to take. Now, I don't like what it chose. It chose 24 points, two sets of 12, and it gave us a high designation, the things above the line, and a low designation, L, things below the line. I don't like this little group right here. That just seems insignificant to me. And I'm just using my mouse just to get rid of it. So in this case, I'm taking my left mouse and I'm running from the bottom up, and it'll expand this. Now, this right here tells me that her eyes have something to do with this. When you get this kind of configuration, so light's going to bother her when she's talking about her migraines. It'd be better if we could get a print while she's having a migraine, but that's probably asking too much. But when you see something like this, you know that the eyes are involved. So if we let's open her mic again. Are your eyes involved, Amanda? Do you get flashing lights? Does lights bother your eyes?
Not really.
Ah, well, this is an unusual case then.
Do you remember I said to you earlier, I think maybe something to do with using computers a lot?
Oh, the flashing lights from the computers.
Do you think that could be it?
That can cause migraines.
Yeah.
We will check that out as we go along. So I'm pretty happy with this. We don't have to choose 24 points. So this is an H and an H, and they're high. So we're, again, not going to save this. We're going to export it again using the Rubik's Cube. The Rubik's Cube is our icon for good health. If all the sides are alike, you're in good health and harmony. And if the sides are all mixed up like this is, then we need some work. So I'm going to click on that Rubik's Cube, and it gives the signal that I'm going to save something. I'm not going to save it in my waves file. Another file that we ask you to set up is GNS. I'm just going to save it in that GNS file. GNS stands for Genesis, the beginning. So the next thing to do is open our migraine, because it's all easy from here on. And this is our migraine file. And we just open a client, go to our GNS file. There she is. And bop this in. We can look at any of these things, activators, amino acids, cell salts. Do you think it is something that you've eaten? Do you think maybe it's hormones? Is it a genome? Do you have any idea, Amanda? No? Okay. Well, I always like to start with genomes and proteins, but this might mean that this is genetic in some way, but let's look anyway. The gene is responsible for how your body was set up, how your body looks. And in this case, we have a hormone receptor, an estrogen receptor involved with migraines, and hers is high. So if you have estrogen but you don't have a receptor, it doesn't have anything to combine with. Now, I want to make sure that we are looking around as wide areas we can, because we're doing this through the computer. So I'm going to look at my variance, maybe change it a little bit, maybe change it to 4. Now, what's a variance? If we have a variance of 1, we're going to look at 16, 1601, and 1599, or whatever number we start with. If we're going to use a variance of 2, it would be 16, 1601, 1602, 1599, 1598. So I'm just looking at a larger variance. It gives you more information to look at. And let's see if there is a protein and a genetic at the same time. And I don't think there is. We're not bringing up any proteins. It's just saying that there is a gene, estrogen receptor, and it's high, and it's involved with migraines. Now, you can't go to the store and buy an estrogen receptor. This is one of the things that makes bioacoustics really handy, because we can find out what, we can find out what the frequency is, and I wasn't supposed to show that. 4129, okay. And we can see what is going on with each of these things, and this is the version. There is a version for the technicians, and we do have a technician portal up and running now, and any of you who've taken our 2-day course can join the portal and allow all of the computer to do all of your work. And there's very little you have to do except kind of manage where you're going in the computer. If you are interested, just drop me a line, sherryedwards@gmail.com, and we will go ahead and give you an invite if you've taken the 2-day course or if you've taken the 5-day course, if you've taken a day course, just so you're familiar with some of the computer programs. Okay, whose mic is open? Joan, is that you?
Hey, that was me. I don't know how I got unmuted. Sorry, Sherry.
Oh, hi, Dommy. So I'm going to take away the proteins and the genomes because we already looked at those. Well, maybe we could go to 5 and see if there's anything. That's a pretty big range, and there isn't anything except that estrogen receptor. So the next thing would be to go to a bioacoustic practitioner, wherever you are, and have them help you with frequencies to manage that estrogen receptor. It may be that there's too much estrogen coming in at certain times. So let's check all, let's get rid of proteins and genome, and let's look at all the rest, and it's going to open over here on another monitor. I'm just going to drag them all over. The first thing we're going to look at is a note correlate chart. And this is all of the notes in your voice. Boy, you can't see it very well, can you? All the notes in your voice, like a song, and it counted up all the different notes, and it's supposed to be giving us a count. Normal would be 2-2-2-2 because there's 12 notes and 24 points, but it's giving us an A as a 4, and 4 is where you start looking. Resource management, rebuilding the physical body, eyes, there's eyes again. Electrical system, physical degeneration. So that's kind of where we're going to concentrate. I'm just going to bring all of these over. Fatty acid, cell salt. Are you on any medications for this? Well, I'll bring over medications, but I don't know if we're going to be using it. Minerals, here's muscles. and this can absolutely cause migraines. A vitamin D that is not reported, not balanced, I should say. And this vitamin D is high. Now, what do you do about vitamin D that's high? You can go back to where we were on those downloads and go to this green sheet, I call it, nutrient assimilation chart that we've prepared for you to make your life easy. And we can go down through here and look at vitamin D and see that must be taken with calcium and phosphorus, aids in the absorption, aids in their absorption, and you need to take it with vitamin A. So when something is high like this, it usually doesn't have its component parts to allow it to work. So we're going to be on the lookout for phosphorus, calcium, what was the other one? Calcium, phosphorus, and vitamin A. Okay. So we know that vitamin D is too high. Are you? If she's not taking vitamin A, then her body's just accumulating it, and it's not working. Maybe it doesn't have a receptor. And that would send me over to the methylation map to do that for her. But that's another program. But that's where I'd go if she was a real client here. Remember those muscles? We said masseter and sternocleidomastoid. The masseter came first, and it was one of the chew muscles, and the sternocleidomastoid was the one down behind the ear. So both of those are implicated in migraine pain. We want to reduce these, and we can do that with frequency. We can relax a muscle. And C5, we just had a person in today, and she had C5 in stress, and she had tremors. And it was the C5 combined with T1. And using those frequencies together helped her seizures. The person today, Richard, or Amanda? Oh, you're saying if Amanda sits at a computer all day, her C5, her cervical vertebrae, 5, she would be leaning over or toward the computer. And
right.
That
if her ergonomics, if she, because she did say staring at a computer monitor a lot, I know that if your ergonomics, I mean, they're hard enough standing, but they're really hard sitting unless your ergonomics of how your computer station is set up, that you could get some pretty good exacerbation on that C5 joint.
Okay. And again, we could give her frequencies to release all of these. Calcium. Remember the calcium and the vitamin D? Vitamin A, vitamin D, and phosphorus, it says. So if calcium is high, why might the calcium be high? What do we need to do? Going back to the vitamins, and the calcium is a mineral, we need vitamin D, vitamin A, phosphorus. Boy, all three of those go together. Magnesium, and that has been a biggie. They call it the 5-minute migraine cure, magnesium. Essential fatty acids, several enzymes, lipase, lysine, calcium absorption. Lysine is an amino acid. We don't know that we have that as a stressor yet. But we do know that calcium is too high. It's not being utilized, not being absorbed. You can get the nutritional program by joining our Guardian program. We have a meeting once a month. And for joining, you get muscles and nutrition. I think you get Abacus, too. And then we have a meeting once a month. We're going to be doing inflammation this month. So you'd be able to join with a group and know more what's going on with what's going on when I have calcium in there and vitamin D. Alpha-linolenic acid, gamma-linolenic acid may reduce severity of migraines. I would think your vitamin D and calcium being unbalanced might cause this, and then along with the muscles. Are you in Australia? Oh, you're in England. We have a couple of practitioners in England, but not very many. They could test you on these frequencies.
There's another problem that you might consider, and that is because she has a high estrogen receptor, a lot of chemicals are estrogenic, and particularly soy is very estrogenic. So it would be good for her to avoid chemicals in soy.
What about water bottles and microwave plastic? Would that be an issue for her?
I think it would.
So I don't know if you ever pay attention to a water bottle or plastics in a microwave to see if that brings any of this on. Boy, you'd have to keep a really close diary in order to pinpoint some of this if you didn't have this program. So calcium fluoride is high. We need to know how to use that. This is also associated with the mobility of connective tissue. And there is a lot of connective tissue right there in the temple. I don't know where you can get calcium fluoride, probably at some health food store. Is anybody in the chat know where there is a good source of cell salts, calcium fluoride? And then calcium phosphate tribasic. This is the body's ability to break down what you ate into a usable form for your cells. Like if you eat raisins and there's a lot of iron in raisins, that's the iron for a raisin. It's not the iron for a human. So it has to be translated into a biological form, and the body does that before it can absorb it. Linda Schmidt says, take oral probiotics to limit absorption of bisphenol A. Ah, I didn't know that. Probiotics will take care of that bisphenol that is in water bottles and other plastic bottles that food come in. Very nice, Linda. And somebody is putting in to file on a computer than an internet site. Okay, I will put it up on the radio site where we put links. Okay, thank you. So what do we know about Amanda? She has an estrogen receptor as a problem. We don't know if she's on any medications, but bioacoustically speaking, almost A frequency is almost always something else. So if she was to go to a doctor, these are two medications that we would suggest they not put her on because that frequency is already too high and she would overdose quickly on it. So we can look at overdoses as well as looking at these computer programs. One of the things we can do is to open two migraine managers. Let's see if this will work. And we can work backwards. Like we can put calcium in and see what that has to do with migraine, and then vitamin D, and see if anything overlaps. This says may alleviate associated with, but hers are too high, so we need to find ways to balance out her calcium and her vitamin D. Amanda, are you taking either one of these? I'm going to open two other nutritional programs. These are the ones that you get free when you join Guardian. Amanda, were you going to talk to us? Somebody has their mic open. Oh, Amanda, your mic's open.
Maybe she's having difficulties unmuting because it was opened and then it closed back down again.
Okay. Well, what I'm doing is going to look at one of the programs you get when you join our Guardian program. And we need about 1,000 people in our Guardian program. And there's tutors for people who are in the program. Amanda, your mic is bumbling around, and are you wanting to speak?
No, I wasn't sure if I was still on.
You're on
the mic or not.
You're on, and I think I asked you a question, but you didn't answer, and I've forgotten the question.
Did you ask me if I was taking calcium and vitamin D?
Yes.
And I said, no, I'm not.
Okay, so you can see that they're high, and we need to find a way to make them useful and to find out what it may be causing in our body. Now, these are the nutritional consultant softwares that are, one, free when you join our portal. When you join the portal online, you get these programs free, and you get them with your Guardian membership. So here's calcium and all the different things calcium can do. Now, since these are too high, these are some of the things that she may run into if we start cross-checking this. Another form of D, blood. Is blood part of this? Powerful blood purifier. Blood necessary for normal, must be blood, for normal something. Let's look at that. Normal clotting, maybe. Now it's got me curious. I have to see what that says. Normal clotting. So vitamin D and calcium, blood pressure lowers. Oh, blood clotting. There is something they have in common. And if she doesn't get this straightened up and balanced, blood clotting might begin to be an issue.
I've heard that if you want to absorb vitamin D or utilize vitamin D, you need to take vitamin A and vitamin K and vitamin E, the fat-soluble vitamins, along with it.
That's good advice, Dr. Greenberg. She can also go to her health food store. She can go online. She can find issues that would help her understand her calcium and vitamin D in a relationship. So let's look at, there's bone disease, helpful in. There's bones for growth. So there's all kinds of cross-referencing that you can do here. You can also go the other direction and see if migraine has a direct relationship. In the nutritional consultant, it doesn't, but in the migraine program, it does. So in this program, does it have anything for just migraine? Yes, more. Tryptophan, tyrosine, phenylalanine. And I read an article today that ethylamine, what's in chocolate, is really good for headaches. But I would think that that's probably the magnesium associated with the chocolate. So you can cross-reference this kind of thing. You have migraines. Do you have any other complaint, Amanda? Well, let's say she had a muscle pain, just for fun. So these are all the things that help muscles and migraines. Is there any, well, let me order it this way. See if there's any tryptophan. No. Tyrosine? No. Phenylalanine? No. So there's no cross-reference there between muscles and migraines. But you can go deeper and deeper into these programs. And that's what we'd like to share and like to teach all of you well enough so that you can go back to your community and teach these programs on your own. We hope that you end up taking our classes. The next 2-day free class I think is inflammation. I'm not sure. But we do have a 5-day PTSD class coming up. And I will offer any of you who are listening to this a matching scholarship for that class. We think that is the number one most important thing right now to get PTSD out to the communities. And that's why we did the 2-day class free, and that's why we're doing the 5-day and offering scholarships to get people involved. And people think, oh, it's a free class, it's free software, it's nothing. This is a grueling 2 days of hard work, and we are a nonprofit 501c3. We are doing it because we love humanity. We're doing it because it needs to be done. We are doing it because nobody's caring for the people who have PTSD. It's another one of those things, oh, it's all in your head. And we already know there's 8 nutrients associated with PTSD, so that's what we're going to seriously look at in our 5-day course. And for those of you who are practitioners, you can repeat the course if you'd like. Just get in touch with Sandy here at the office at 740-698-9119. There are some stipulations that apply. But please go to our site, download all of this wonderful information and textbooks and software before we take it down tomorrow, and you can look at our classes and mini lessons and guardians, making money with bioacoustics. We just did that to entice people who follow the money. It's really people who want to make a difference that we want to be part of the bioacoustic family. Any last words, Richard?
She's not kidding about it being a grueling 2 days. And I mean that in a good way. It's a lot of information. It's not kidding around. Sherry just sounds like somebody's pixie grandmother. When it comes to this class, you're going to go away thinking, wow, am I ever going to learn this? And then it slowly falls into place.
You've been doing this for what, 3 years, Richard?
I think we'll say 3 years.
3 years?
Let's go with
and
that.
And we've done
longer,
stuff with radiation. We've done your cholesterol stuff. We've done heart stuff. And putting your nutrition on a good, balanced foundation so people can use this every day for their own health, and they don't have to depend on the government to give them things that they need. We just had a lady in here a couple weeks ago that was on Xarelto, which is a blood thinner that you don't dare go off of, and they just upped the price to $1,300 for a month, and this woman was on Social Security. And she said, can you do this with sound? I said, I would be very reluctant to try unless your doctor would be right there with us to see how that would affect the blood. And I gave him an article out of France. Jacques Benavista was the guy's name, and he was a scientist, and he proved that sound can act as a decoagulator. So
look
that up on the internet, Jacques Benavista. The doctor was impressed with the article, so we'll see how that turns out. $1,300 or turn a dial on a little machine that we've invented. We've already done this with pain medication and gout medication, and we get rid of fibromyalgia, and we put people's heart rate back in sync. So there's so much that we can do that we want to share with the public. And in turn, we want you to become the teachers and share with that public, too. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you, Richard, for your kind words. And we'll see you all Sunday when we do Blog Talk Radio. And I think last Sunday's is still up when we had
Sharon Lynn Wyeth. That was a great show. That was a show you have to listen to several times. She was really good.
It was about sound and the sound of your name and how it dictates your personality. And if you want to know more about your personality, go to Downloads for NanoVoice. We have a free personality profiler, even a Spanish version. It's all free because we want people to know their authentic self. And there's all kinds of classes. There's probably 250 Vimeo instructional videos. So there's no reason, if you want to be part of this, there's no reason that you will be held back. We'll help all we can. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Sherry. That was an adventure, as always. Everybody have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you on Sunday. We're talking about something really good. I just can't remember who it is right now. As always. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. See you on Sunday. Bye-bye.